You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's our man, Georgie. Georgie Music. J-O-R-G-M-U-Z-I-K. Did the Hockman and Crowder theme song, and we appreciate it. We're starting every 3 o'clock hour with the Hockman and Crowder theme song. Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. Let's go. They already pinch hit for Matt Mervis today.
I saw somebody text it in. Matt Mervis walked up into the batter's box, but then out came McCullough, tapped his left wrist, and in came a pinch hitter.
I'm not necessarily certain that's how you pinch hit for someone.
I don't think so either, but it's just the way I imagined it.
I don't think it's like a mound visit. But yeah, he got two at-bats. Hey, he's your DH. He's your DH. He got two at-bats today and then gets pinch hit for because he's not allowed to bat against a lefty. I got a text from my brother. I cannot go with him any longer. At some point, you got to cut the cord. And then he said, it's like he got the Space Jam.
The Monstars have invaded Matt Mervis' body.
And I got a text from Lee Sterling. When at 185, Matt Mervis, who's colder than ice, is your DH, you're in trouble as a team.
Matt Mervis must hate you because, really, this show.
We put a spotlight on him.
Right.
Which is, it's really fun when you're hitting ding-dong after ding-dong. But when you're batting under the Mendoza line and you can't buy a hit, it's no fun to be under that kind of spotlight.
If it wasn't for the creation of the Mervis Militia, nobody would be talking about Matt Mervis struggling. It would have just been a foregone conclusion, the expectation. He'd be batting below the Mendoza line. But now, every game, we have a horde of people checking his box score every single game.
Somebody texts in, didn't Marcos make an intro song for you guys that you stopped using? Yes. We talked about that the other day. Marcos, who goes under the stage name Avi God. What the heck's his name? Sun God Avi?
Yeah, Sun God Avi.
Yeah, Sun God Avi. What's his name?
Art God Savvy.
That's right. That's not going to work, Marcos. Go with Merv Papa, you know, something like that. Art God Savvy. And he didn't even spell Savvy the right way. But yeah, Marcos did a song for the show, and then he went to work on Tobin and Leroy's show, so we banned him.
Yeah. He still works.
And if Georgie does a song for Paul Castronovo or Dan Day and Vlad, yeah, we'll ban him.
Yeah. Does Art God Savvy still work here? Does anybody know?
I heard he does.
All right. We'll call him. Call Marcos, Jimmy. Find out if he still works here. By the way, your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. Shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, and I told you before, that lineup, Toto, it's Toto, Men at Work, and Christopher Cross. That's a great concert right there. Kesha and Pantera. Is Kesha still popular, Solana?
She's
playing
the
amphitheater,
man.
So she has to be. There's a 20,000-seat amphitheater. Does Kesha have new music?
I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn because, truthfully, I'm not really a pop music fan, but no. I can't imagine she's been very popular over the past couple weeks or months or years.
But, I mean, she's touring amphitheaters.
But she's touring with other people, right? She's not touring by herself.
I don't think so.
It's just her?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a Kesha show.
What's the one song she had? TikTok?
Blow.
Blow?
Yeah. We're about to blow.
How's that? How does that go?
Blow. Play that. Go looking for it. See if Kesha's in there. This song's about to blow.
Is she one of these that, she has the song with Pitbull, Timber. It's
yeah,
going
that
down.
Was the playoff song.
I'm yelling Timber. Well, really, it's just Pitbull just came on and yelled, playoffs. Like, hey, Pitt, can you make a song for the NBA playoffs? Sure. Here's my song, and I'm just going to yell, I'm going to add, right. Playoffs.
Yeah, just get me someone else's song, and I'm going to yell playoffs several times during it.
Nah, we don't have Blow.
Yeah, she's touring. It's her tour. And yeah, she's playing the Kia Forum. She's playing big amphitheaters.
Oh, hold on. She's one of these people that has the dollar sign as an S in
yeah,
the name.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Who are you? ASAP Rocky all of a sudden? We have TikTok. No Blow.
We don't have Blow? That's her best song.
No.
Actually, we do have it.
Where is it?
Give me 1 second.
All right.
Oh, I see.
Look at that. Jimmy knows something that you don't.
It's uploaded by Jason Jackson for the Heat broadcast, so it's in the Heat folder.
Oh,
how about that?
Yeah, I bet Jackson will be at the show.
This could be started because it was uploaded for the Heat broadcast, just so you know, Hawk, at the chorus, which I know you do not like. You don't like when songs start
Understood.
At the chorus. So if it is, Understood. If it is, you know, don't be upset with us. Or not.
No, that's the beginning. You know another song?
Yeah, I know this song.
So she's playing, I Think, Financial Amphitheater with the Scissor Sisters.
Huh?
And Rose Gray. Her tour is with the Scissor Sisters. They're one of the opening acts.
What do they do?
Anyway, this was a promo that I was reading. So if you want to enter to win those tickets, just go to WQAM.com.
WQAM.what?
Yeah, got me all messed up. Because you don't want to be late for that show. You know, sometimes you skip the opening act. This is not one of those shows where you skip the opening act.
WQAM.what, Hawk?
Go to WQAM.com, click on contests. You can enter there. If you want more info on how you can see a show for just $30 tickets, go to LiveNation.com. All right, let's do headlines. By the way, you know, we play that song from Georgie, Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. Do you know who's spending their summer in Boca?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I did see this.
Yeah. How about that?
I saw you invited them to the theater.
I did. Yeah, we were going to see a movie at the Cinemark. Mm-hmm. And so I tweeted. I tagged them on it. Hey, I know you guys are in Boca.
Right.
And if you want to meet us at the Cinemark, we're going to see Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm.
And I tagged Travis and Taylor Swift. My guess is, because I know where they're staying. It's in. I can walk there. We walk past it every day on our walk, but it is a highly fortified neighborhood. You can't get close to getting in there. And I do feel like at some point they'll just be out at Tucker Duke's or somewhere. Like,
oh, right.
He's,
yeah.
Yes, he's an average guy. And they like every once in a while to pretend to be normal. And they go somewhere. There'll be security with them, but they will go somewhere. I am telling you, at some point this summer, I am going to run into Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift at, I don't know, Corvina in downtown Boca. I guarantee you.
No shot. No yep. shot. Because here's what they do. They want to feel
It'll
normal.
It'll become a mob scene.
No, but see, to avoid that, because, Huck, I'm with you if it was just Travis Kelce. If Travis Kelce
oh, for sure.
wants to go grab a burger, like... Yep. You know, and if it gets a little crazy, you could probably just walk out, duck out of there, take a couple pictures. Taylor Swift is the type of celebrity that wants to pretend like she wants to live a normal life. But if
well, I think she does.
But if they're going to go to Corvina to have a Branzino, she'll just rent out Corvina for the night. Like, that's what they'll do.
So.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they'll have a setup person go there and say, hey, we have a high profile visitor coming tonight. Can we get this table and a couple tables in front for security? But I think they will try to have at least one or two casual nights in Boca. I will track them down and find them.
Okay. So you think one day you're going to walk into Barnes & Noble?
And TMZ is here. Like, TMZ posted a picture yesterday of Travis Kelce getting out of the gym, where I know he works out in Boca, coming out of the gym in Boca with his shirt off, and they were pointing out that he's got a very hairy back.
Yeah. I have a somewhat of a hairy back as well. So I...
Man, I never did. Now that I'm 55, just disgusting. The hair I have growing on me everywhere but my head, is just, mm-hmm. it's coming out of all areas.
Yeah.
Ears, nose, back. Don't get old.
I stand in solidarity with Travis Kelce on the back hair. The thing is, I only grow it. Very weird. Didn't think I'd be revealing this ever to anybody. And now I'm doing it to thousands of people on the radio. I only grow a patch of hair on my lower back. So almost like
that's disgusting. I've seen people with that at the yeah. beach and stuff. Yeah. That's literally disgusting. I'm going to vomit.
Huh. Thanks. But, yeah, it is very bizarre. It's like I have a tramp stamp of just hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell people it's a tattoo.
I get it waxed.
That's a good idea.
How do you feel about that, Hawk?
That's a good idea. What about the hair on your back? All right, let's get headlines real quick, because Will Manso is going to join us from Raleigh, North Carolina, talk some Panthers. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Would you wax my back if I asked you to, Hawk?
Sure, be happy to.
You want Crowder to clean under your flaps? I mean, it's the least you can do for me.
Be happy. I'll wax whatever you need me to wax.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah.
So the Florida Panthers won an Eastern Conference Finals game last night. In case
you're talking with Gelb about how different it is, sports talk. I'm literally all they're talking about is Juan Soto.
So you want to know the funny thing, Hawk? The only baseball story I have written down today. The Marlins are playing right now, and we finally, in the top of the eighth inning, were able to get it on one of our TVs here in the studio.
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, 1-1 right now, top of the eighth. And our pitcher, Bender, just walked. Who was that? Matt Shaw. So no outs, top of the eighth, runner on first. The only baseball story I have written down in my headlines for today. Do you know the viral GIF video that gets posted a lot by South Floridians, but also it's, I think it's just like a viral sports meme of the kid at Lone Depot Park. This is early stages of Marlins Park opening. This like little kid in a green shirt, and he lifts up his shirt, tongue out, and he's like shaking his hips. He's celebrating.
Yeah.
I think every South Florida sports fan, Marlins fan, but every South Florida sports fan knows what I'm talking about. It's a little kid, lifts up his shirt. He's like dancing. He's sticking out his tongue. I found him on Instagram yesterday.
Really?
Last night. He's a reggaeton artist in Miami.
Get out of here.
But
stop
it. He never grew. He's still like 4'4". It's the most bizarre thing. I found
him. Are you determining that yourself via Instagram, or that's part of his story?
I am determining that myself. He is not tall. He is very short. It seems like he never grew.
But you're saying he's the same height that he was when he was like 9 when that video taken?
Brother, he may have grown 2 inches. I'm going to post the video right now on Twitter. I meant to send it to you. I'm going to post the video right now. I found him. He got interviewed by like a Cuban influencer in an apartment complex randomly. And he does the video. He does the dance.
This guy isn't going to turn into the brick in your face guy, is he?
I want him to blow up. Like, I need this guy to become the next
Bad
Bunny.
Where is Stitches, by the way? Where is Stitches? Anybody know?
Prison?
I think he's been arrested a couple times, but I don't think he's in prison.
Hard to miss him, no?
Think he regrets those face tats?
Sure, he regrets a lot.
I mean, he had 15 minutes of fame, though, man.
He's only 29. I'm older than Stitches. Man, that's rough.
Brick in your face.
In August 2022, this is Wikipedia, which I trust, by the way. People are trying to go after Wikipedia again.
Wikipedia is pretty good.
Yeah. Stitches, his real name is Philip Nicolas Katsabanis, was arrested on cocaine and weapons charges. Prosecutors declined to pursue charges because a month later, the police had not submitted the cocaine that he was alleged to possess.
I wonder where that went. Yeah. You know who I saw a video of today on Instagram? In New York City, Times Square. Cousine and the Rizzler.
Oh, let's go.
That's the mashup no one knew they needed.
Wow. Just two celebs.
They were giving away FIFA World Cup. What's the
Club
what's
World
the
Cup
tournament?
FIFA
Club World Cup tickets in New York City. Cousine and the Rizzler.
The Rizzler was modeling for some clothing brand a couple days ago on social media.
Makes sense.
Have the Costco guys fallen off officially? Are they done?
No, I don't think so at all.
Okay, all right. Because they're not on my algorithm anymore. They just don't pop up as frequently as they used to.
Well, wait till Kesha and the Scissor Sisters start taking over.
Game one goes to the Cats. They dominate the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday in Raleigh. Game two will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. Oilers at Stars in the Western Conference Finals of the NHL tonight. Game one. Don't forget, you can listen to every game of the Hurricanes and the Cats, obviously, here. We're your flagship with Doug Plagans and Lindsay, Billy Lindsay, that is. But you can... I was going to call him Lindsay B. Hockey, like his Twitter handle. But you can also listen to every single Western Conference Finals game as well between the Oilers and the Stars. Home ice is in Dallas, so game one tonight in D-Town.
Well, a fielding error by Kyle Stowers there allows the Cubbies to score a run. Cubs now leading the Marlins 2-1 top of the eighth.
OKC did take game one yesterday versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Game two's tomorrow. Knicks, Pacers, game one tonight. MSG in Manhattan. NBA MVP award will be announced tonight on TNT before game one, by the way. By the way, Tush Push does not pass. the vote to ban it.
The so final it sticks around.
Yes.
Bush will be here next season.
Yes. The final vote was 22-10 on the proposal. Mm. They needed 24 votes to pass it, so it was close. And the Buffalo Bills will be on Hard Knocks training camp edition.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
upcoming season, you're going to get the Bills and then the in-season
edition. Our good friend Mike White.
That's right. Is he still on the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
Okay. The in-season edition will follow the NFC East this upcoming year.
All right.
All right, Hawk, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right, we'll take a break. Will Manso is in Raleigh, North Carolina. You got Panthers and the Marlins here for 1 second. Panthers and Hurricanes tomorrow will be game two, and Will Manso is there. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We will speak with Will Manso from Local 10 next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Azúcar!
Hawk and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And so is boots on the ground in Raleigh. He was there last night. Watch the Panthers do their thing. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You can watch Will Manso's reports on Local 10 here in Miami. Hello, Will.
Good to talk to you. Here from Raleigh.
It was interesting last night watching it on TV, but you were there. But I said at the beginning of the show today, the Cats have a way of demoralizing an opponent fan base. And that's what it seemed like at that arena. Like, it just felt deflated the entire game. Is that what it was like?
I mean, it was, because they scored those two goals early. And I mean, I think anytime you go into on the road and you score a couple goals like that, it's just, the crowd was great. I mean, in the beginning, the crowd was great. They were so into it. They so pumped up. And to see it just all go flat within a few minutes, it's just what we're used to. You know, if you follow the Panthers, you see it's what they do to teams. It's what they do to fan bases. That's why everybody hates the Panthers. Nobody used to care about the Panthers. Now everybody hates the Panthers, and that's one of the main reasons why, because they just take you right out of the game.
Are you enjoying the Brad Marchand experience? Because it really is. He is one of these guys where for years, it's got like that Dennis Rodman feel to it, where if he's on your team, you're loving him. But if he's not, you absolutely hate him. And now that he's on our team, like, what a fun, he feels like a breath of fresh air. But I guess if you're playing against him, you just hate him.
I mean, if you step back and you go back to the old days of Brad Marchand, you could see why people hate him, right? You could see why he gets under your skin, why it's so annoying to play against him, why it's so annoying to see your team go against him. But man, when he's on your team, I don't know if there's a player that's more fun than he is. I mean, and the crazy thing is, let's forget about us, right? Let's forget about the fans, just the players. When they talk about Brad Marchand, there's like this giddiness and this smile about them that's not fake. That's very natural. That, again, you go back a few months and you say that's the Panthers, you know, on the cusp of another Stanley Cup, and they are sitting there laughing and joking about their teammate, Brad Marchand. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but it goes to show the type of teammate. The one thing that's caught my attention in just covering him is how genuinely well-spoken, mild-mannered, courteous he is when he speaks to the media. He's not at all this, like, tough guy attitude. He's, like, funny and laughing, and he gives you very thoughtful, insightful answers. Nothing like the guy you see on the ice that's, you know, you're hitting it with an elbow, pushing you a little bit, you know, push you off the side. That's getting under the skin, the opponent, the way he does.
Talking about, you know, getting hit with an elbow and pushing you a little bit. So I thought Sergei Bobrovsky last night was getting beat up a little bit. I thought that they were taking some cheap shots at him, even minor, but just cheap shots. And then I saw a tweet from Jameson Olive today, and it said, Bobrovsky on the Canes getting physical with him. It's okay. It's playoffs. They try to get under the skin. It's all right. I just focus on my things.
Yeah.
And one of the things that jumped out at me, I was telling Solana at the beginning of the show, one of the things that jumps out at me about this particular team is that they're just unflappable. That Paul Maurice kind of sets the tone. There's nothing that bothers him. There's nothing he thinks is, you know, going to be insurmountable. Sergei Bobrovsky certainly has that same attitude. And you get to see, you know, Marchand and Bennett and whoever else enforce when they need to. But this team is unflappable. And I find that to be a pleasure, right? Because I think it's a calming force. And I don't think it's not genuine. Like, I think that's genuinely who Paul Maurice is. And if that's who the leader is, it could just kind of trickles down.
It absolutely starts with him. I actually asked him today, you know, they had a media availability today. It wasn't practice. They went on the ice. But I asked him, I said, Paul, you know, when you see Sergei get bumped and hit like that, I mean, he keeps his cool, but how hard is it to not let you get under your skin and get annoyed? And as a player, as a coach, and he said, look, we'll always look after our goalie. But one thing I know about Bob is he's not a kid. Like, he's been through this. He knows what teams do, and that's part of what makes him great, is that he doesn't let it bother him. He just does his job. And, you know, there's that meme that went viral a couple weeks ago when he stepped away from the team when there was the fight going on. And that's Bob. I mean, he just, whatever, man, it's hockey. I'm going to go over here. When you tell me it's time to do my job again, I'm going to do my job. He also knows that his teammates have his back. And I think one thing was clear today. Look, Bob is as important as it comes to them, so they will do anything for him. They're not just going to let teams tee off on him. But they also know that he's as cool and calm as can be. That's what makes him so great.
Will, the only thing that gave me a little bit of pause coming into this series was just based on the fact that as a fan base, everybody in South Florida, like, we're entirely too confident going into this series. It was almost like, oh, swept the Hurricanes 2 years ago. They haven't won a conference finals game with this core. No biggie. Like, this is an easy step back to the Stanley Cup, to the final. Was there anything that you saw last night that should give me pause to not be a total cocky Panthers fan, because I'm literally here like looking at tickets to Edmonton or Dallas already. Like, was there any reason I shouldn't?
Did you hear Will say under his breath, "Please, Dallas"? I remember he was flying back forth last year to Edmonton.
What, was there anything? Because even Paul Maurice was like, "Yeah, it actually we didn't play that great." Like, he was kind of downplaying the performance. But okay, fine, we didn't play that great. And the Cats still won 6-2 or 5-2. I mean, like, anything?
No. I mean, the answer is no, because I'm with you. Like, I'm the kind of person, in just covering a team, following a team, rooting for a team, whatever you want to say, you try to look for little things that, you know, give you a little pause as to what's going to happen, right? Okay, well, this thing could go wrong. They're not doing this well. This team just does. I was talking to someone about it today before, you know, Maurice spoke. Is there a weakness on this team, like a genuine weakness? When you look at the roster, the entire roster, everybody does something. You know, there's no – how many teams do you follow, right, where you're like, oh, that guy's kind of, you know, that guy, I'd rather he not see the ice or see the floor or see the field, you know, whatever sport it may be. They don't have a player like that. I mean, they throw out guys that just do things and find their role. So to answer your question, the simplest way is no, because they're so connected, they're so deep, they're so unselfish. And back to Hawk's point a couple questions ago, it goes to the personality of Paul Maurice. They take after him, they follow his lead, and they're just about as perfect of a team as far as roster construction that you're going to find.
So you're not in any rush to fly back and forth between Edmonton again?
Oh my gosh, you don't understand. I'm getting like a major PTSD every time. I'm the biggest Dallas fan in the world.
Because there's no direct flight there, right?
No, there's no direct flight. There's no direct flight there, and I don't think there was a rumor that they could add a flight, one of the airlines. Yeah, I don't think that's happening. So, you know, it'll be the old through Denver, Seattle, Calgary, take a bus, then you got to ride, what is it, the Yukon Trail, then you got to get on those little Huskies, and then you got to, whatever, find your way there and eventually end up in Edmonton. Trail.
How's Raleigh? Are you enjoying? I don't think I've ever been to Raleigh.
I can't say, I say this with the utmost respect. You know, it's the worst thing to say when you say, I have no disrespect, but I'm about to disrespect.
But...
There's nothing to do here. This is the problem with me being a growing up in big towns and obviously growing up mostly in South Florida. There's everything so spread out. There's nothing here. And I'll give you the perfect example that drives me crazy. I was just in an Uber to get to the arena now for live shots. And an Uber takes 15, 20 minutes to get. There's no Ubers. Who Ubers here? Nobody. So we didn't rent a car. So
just
last night,
get, like,
game,
just to get the Uber to the hotel to pick, like, you up is a 15, 20 minute wait.
You put in Lenovo Center, which, by the way, is 2 miles from our hotel. Lenovo Center, and it'll say, "Yeah, Randy's on his way in 24 minutes." Wait, what? 24 minutes? Where's he coming from? And then you look, and he's like driving from Atlanta. And I'm like, I don't understand. Where are all the Ubers? So last night, all the media that was here and then Panthers PR staff, we were all outside for a half hour after the game just chatting, all waiting for our Ubers. So, Raleigh, not on my top of my head.
Solana made a point at the beginning of the show. He ripped the fact that the arena is the Lenovo Center, and he said, this is ridiculous. It's a cheap computer. It's like calling it the E-Machine Center. He really went off on it. And we had several people text in that Lenovo is actually an IBM, that it's not a bad computer. What do you know about this, Will?
I know nothing about Lenovo. I saw it at Lenovo. I said, what is that? I thought it was like an office supply company. I'm like, I'm not exactly sure what it is. So it's a nice, by the way, the arena is, the Lenovo Center is nice. And it's right, I'm standing right in front of Carter Finley Stadium. So you're right in front of where NC State plays football. They're connected by a parking lot. So it's a nice area. I could see how a college student would like it. But yeah, I hope that the series is a sweep. And I hope the series is a sweep and Dallas wins. That would be my ideal next 2 weeks.
Will Manso, he is in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we have to have a slight uncomfortable conversation here, because the Knicks play tonight. And I know Solana doesn't like to hear this, but I think it's good for the NBA when the Knicks are relevant and when they're being focused on in a basketball sense. And I'll ask you that. Is the NBA better when the Knicks are good? And do you think the Knicks win this series against the Pacers?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, I don't know if the NBA is better because the Knicks haven't been good in a long time and the NBA has been just fine. So I don't know if it has to be that way. I mean, I understand for television ratings, you know, markets like that, LA, New York, Boston, Miami, even, you know, Chicago, those are your bread and butter markets that you want to see. And I get that part of it, the national interest, but I'm more of a, you know, I love just good basketball. I think what the Pacers have done since January, they've been with a lot of teams in the league. They're fun to watch too. So do I think the Knicks are going to win the series? Yes. Do I think it's that important to the NBA for ratings? Sure. But you're still going to get great basketball. I love OKC. They looked great last night, you know, and the young players in these series. So I'm not, and it's not even an anti-Knicks thing. If they go, they go. I think they're going to, you know, I think they are going to win the series, but I don't think it's that big a deal. I think sometimes we make too much of that.
So what do you think? It's going to be Knicks, OKC in the finals?
I do. Yeah, I do think it's going to be Knicks OKC. And I think OKC has shown me no reason. Go figure, they got tested to 7 games last series, but I don't see any reason why they shouldn't win the championship. I mean, they won 68 games. They're talking about the Panthers being deep. They're so deep with youth, experience, everything. They have a superstar. That's a great team. I think they win the championship.
Alana, who would you root for, Knicks or OKC?
OKC. Anybody but the New York Knicks.
I didn't say I was rooting for the Knicks. I didn't say I was rooting for the Knicks. I just think the Knicks are going to win.
Alana's wearing a Reggie Miller jersey right now as we do the show today.
You can't go there either. You can't do that. Come on.
He can't stand it, man. You can't stand the Knicks.
No, I can't. I really can't. I'm rooting against the New York Knicks. I mean, I was even rooting for Boston over the New York Knicks. There's something about the Knicks winning a title that just makes me depressed. It really does. I don't want to
feel better. You could see them lose the title. You could see them lose to OKC. Then you could feel better. Say, you got there, but you lost.
Have you tried Cookout there in Raleigh? That's one of the little restaurant chains that they have there.
I haven't. I saw. It's funny because I wanted to get something. There was nowhere to eat, and then there was a place called Sheets. And
Sheetz, that's like Wawa and Bucky's.
Yeah.
That's Sheetz is like a mega gas station slash convenience store.
Yes. So after the game, I went to Sheetz, and that's the way I felt.
How was it? I've always wanted to go to a Sheetz.
It was like a downgraded Wawa. It was, you know, it was like a secondhand Wawa. It wasn't bad. Listen, tonight I'm going to some place called the Angus Barn. It's supposed to be an incredible steakhouse, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, anything that's set in a barn, that's going to be good food.
I don't know if it's a physical barn, but I'm ready for anything.
Hey, by the way, I forgot to mention this, and now I'm remembering it was Will who actually posted the video. Manny Diaz in the intermission was cranking the siren. What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the video of him cranking that siren? He almost threw his whole entire soul into it. I mean, he was cranking away. And then when he came up on the screen, I said, wait, that's Manny. And then that's right, he's the coach at Duke. But wait a minute, we're like 10 feet away from where the NC State plays. And wait a minute, they're playing the Hurricanes, and he coached the Hurricanes in Miami. What in the hell is this? I couldn't figure it out.
I like somebody responded to you something. It was something like Manny Diaz always there for a big Hurricanes loss.
Yes. I mean, I don't know in the big book of people like celebrities, local celebrities to pick. I don't know how far down the list, and I have nothing against Manny, but in this circumstance, I don't know how you go down the list and say, Manny, that's the guy to get us hyped for the third period as we're trying to come back.
Who's in Raleigh? Like, I find it funny. I can't remember who banged the drum for the Panthers the other night. And I was like, wow, we're doing this, huh? Like, it was a former player. I forget.
Marlins.
It was a good player.
It was a Marlins 1997 World Series member.
Is that who? Oh, it's Charles Johnson.
Charles Johnson, I'm not talking about. No, there was a former Panther that did
it. Right.
I guess
there
it was
a former Panther
series.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but you're right. Well, listen, in the second period, you know who they had going up here in the second period was Eric Staal, who the fans loved. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, he played for us and he beat you 2 years ago. What are you doing? What are we doing here?
Marlins just lost, by the way. Marlins just had a chance here in the bottom of the ninth. They've lost.
I saw they
Cubs
went down. I saw they were down when I left the hotel. By the way, guys, on a more serious subject, I know we're joking, laughing, but I do want to send my condolences to Channing and his family. I heard about his loss.
We talked about the beginning of the show. Obviously,
I know you did. I know you did.
The show that we do, but Channing, for those who don't know, didn't see it on social media or hear the beginning of the show, Channing lost his father, Randy Crowder, who played for the Dolphins
for a couple
of years, but Randy passed away at the age of 72.
Yeah,
I will let him know. He'll be back soon enough. Will Manso, you can watch his live reports from Raleigh on Local 10 here in Miami. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk soon.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.